Hi, and welcome to another year of my automotive aftermarket and motorsport industry podcasts here on the Talktomotive podcast platform. I'm Paul Marinelli, Managing Director of Marinelli PR, joining you from Melbourne, Australia. It is a pleasure to be speaking with you again. Today, I'm joined by Paola Zaccheroni, Public Affairs Manager of Promotech SRL, the owners and organisers of the biennial Auto Promotech Trade Fair, Italy's major automotive aftermarket trade show that celebrates the 30th running of this very special trade event from May 21 to 24 in Bologna. Paola is also responsible for media and trade communications for the AICA, the Italian Workshop Equipment Manufacturers Association, and she is also a member of the steering committee of Association in Motion, a global alliance of workshop equipment manufacturers associations. Welcome to you, Paola. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Paul. Happy to be there.
Thanks so much. Let's start with the major contribution that Italy makes to the global automotive aftermarket. You have several of the world's leading automotive aftermarket companies based there with state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities. I mean, it's fair to say that Italy is a world leader in automotive component design and manufacturing. Is that taking it too far, do you think?
I think it's fair to say that we have a reputation for quality. We have a reputation for innovation, and we are very strong in export. Our companies export more than 80% of its production. So I think it's fair to say that we are some sort of champions.
Given the size of the country, and I know you have quite a large population, but given the size of the country, it's truly amazing the level of manufacturing expertise and facilities that you have in your country.
Well, yes. I mean, it's worldwide renowned. Made in Italy way of thinking is, for a small country, has been like an asset for, let me say, centuries. I mean, from the Renaissance on, there is something about us that make small not only beautiful, but also very, very productive. Made in Italy is an approach that blends together craftsmanship, innovation, quality. So in our small enterprises, small and medium enterprises, but also in our craftsman shops, and we are building a future that is recognized all over the world as let's say, important, even in mechanics, not only, of course, in food, fashion, design, but also in mechanics, and especially in Emilia-Romagna, and especially in our country, in my region.
Yeah, Emilia-Romagna, where Bologna is the capital, where you're based. And yes, it's kind of like the heart of the automotive industry in Europe, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's called the Motor Valley. And it's called the Motor Valley because all main supercar automakers are here, are based here. Lamborghini is like 2 kilometers from where I'm talking now. Ferrari's here, Ducati, Pagani. Pagani is a luxury car. I can see it from my window. the plant I can see from my window, not the car.
That's extraordinary.
And why is that? Because after the Second World War, for some reason, in Emilia-Romagna, with all the opportunities of the reconstruction period, so in the 60s, in Emilia-Romagna, people like dove into mechanics. They continued working around motors, around mobility solutions, and so they developed a range of innovations, a range of people that were problem solvers, and that attracted whoever wanted to compete in the car making market. These people were there, and workshops were here, where they could solve any kind of problem, and that's where this great components tradition started its industrial adventure.
from the needs and requirements of the car builders of the region. The component factory started, the design started, and off it's gone. And now, you know, it's one of the world leaders, and it is truly a credit to the country. And you say with Made in Italy, it's a cooperation between government, private enterprise to really promote Italian manufacturing and marketing of automotive aftermarket components all over the world.
Our government makes a very great effort in promoting our excellence in every field. We have trade offices almost in every corner of the world. And I have to say that in our sector, they are extremely cooperative and we work greatly with them in taking our products everywhere in the world. And everywhere we go, we are always very welcome in B2B events and exhibitions and that kind of network opportunities.
Let's talk about export markets for Italian automotive components and products. Yes. Which are the key export markets? Where is Italy targeting its export efforts?
That's a good question, because the aftermarket, as you know, is not just one solid category. It's so many different ones, and the challenges are very different. Garage equipment that we export, let's say, virtually everywhere. While the spare part or components market like follows the successes of car brands. I have to say that now, as you know, Italian car makers, apart from supercars, are not in a good, like they're not living a good season. I mean, there's virtually none left for passenger cars. So our suppliers work a lot for other European countries. I mean, if you buy a German car, it's likely to have like more than 60% of Italian components in it. So it's a very complicated landscape where our products, I mean, make their way throughout the planet. But as I told you, our companies export more than 80%. And that happens mostly, of course, in Europe, Far East and America as well. Australia, surprisingly, I say surprisingly because garage equipment is so big that it always surprises me that somebody wants an Italian piece to travel all the way to reach Australia. But maybe it's me, maybe I'm narrow-minded. Yes, garage equipment sells a lot in Africa too.
Now, how important is the automotive aftermarket industry to the Italian economy overall?
The automotive industry, what can I tell you, is that the Ministry of Industry is engaging in a lot of talks with our sector, because this government has very clear that it's a key industry asset for Italy. And so it needs to face the challenges of climate transition, of digital transition, which is a tough challenge because of its extent and because how fast we have to become in reaching the standards that the future of mobility is asking us. And this government has actually grabbed that very, very much, and talks with the industry take place constantly. And our government is talking to the European Commission a lot in order to promote new regulations to make this industry thrive. And when I say this industry, is the whole of the supply chain, from components to aftermarket to recycling plants in order to remain competitive on an economic basis and not only on design and quality.
And Italy has done a remarkable job. Your industry has done a remarkable job in achieving that, given that you have that situation where you're not building the passenger cars like you used to. Very similar to here in Australia, where we don't hear anymore either, but you're still building, obviously, incredible supercars that the whole world desires and wants, and quite incredible. But at the same point, your industries, who used to supply all of the manufacturers, are still running, are still growing, and are still exporting.
Yes.
It's a credit to of you.
Oh, yes. And think of secondhand cars and how much workshops will be working from now to the foreseeable future while this earthquake of electrification finds a plateau. People are not buying new cars because they don't know which car to buy. So the new cars that are on the street, which aren't that many, and I'm talking about Europe, need a new generation of mechanics. But you need to service a large amount of cars that are getting older and older because people don't, you know, hold on to their old car. And that is like, there's a growth, in fact. There's a growth, in fact, in spare parts. There's a growth in workshop tools, workshop equipment. And there's going to be a lot of work for car maintenance in the foreseeable future.
Now, let's talk about Auto Promotec, the major industry showcase for Italy's automotive aftermarket manufacturers and marketers that started all the way back in 1965. That's 60 years ago. So tell us about tell us about what we can expect from the 30th running of this biennial industry event coming up in May.
Oh, well, apart from the fact that we're going to have fun, because it's our like 30th birthday, let's say, because, you know, it's biennial. So when there's a birthday, there must be a party. But apart from that, we're very satisfied with the effort that we've made, because we will go back to the numbers we were used to before COVID, both in exhibitors and in visitors. People can now travel freely. So whoever skipped the 2022 edition is going to be back. All exhibitors are back with a lot of new products. And there is like a lot of expectation in making fruitful meetings with people in the business from 46, 50 countries, maybe more. It's going to be a great opportunity for networking, sitting with the people and making business. And of course, we are now designing a huge set of technical updates and talks and conferences. After COVID, we're back much stronger than before.
So you're expecting over 100,000 visitors this year, and you're up to somewhere over 1,300 exhibitors at the moment, with more still registering.
Yeah.
So that's very strong numbers, given it's a biennial show. And as you say, COVID disrupted everything so much, and people really only of recent years have started travelling to trade shows of late now. I know that you travel to many around the world. Have you noticed a big change in recent years as to more people wanting to do business face-to-face?
I would say that is paramount. Maybe there are products that you can buy online. Maybe there are business that you can do over the phone. But when you engage in this kind of technology, when you engage in more than 600 different categories of products that altogether make their typical workshop, you need to be there. You need to shake hands. You need to know who you're talking to. And you need to have side talks on all sorts of aspects that you need to face when buying a piece of equipment that is very, you know, central to your job. You actually need to build faith in whoever you're going to make business with. And you don't do that over the phone. You don't do that in a Zoom call. I mean, you know, maybe we wouldn't be there, Paul, if we didn't meet many times, like around the world.
Yep.
and we didn't know each other, and we didn't have like trust in each other in order only to talk about our business.
Well, what can be achieved in just a few minutes of face-to-face can be months of emailing and trying to negotiate.
Yes.
It is quite amazing when you watch people interact at these shows, and they've probably decided within the first half hour or even less that they're going to do business with this person. You know, it's quite incredible.
Oh, yes. And it's also the environment. I mean, you need to walk into the into your prospect supplier space and see what they've brought, and touch the machines and see how they welcome you, and see what kind of and see what other people are around, how many people is around, and what kind of people is around. I mean, it's a human skill that there's no machine that can replicate that, at least now.
Wow.
I don't want to get into artificial intelligence, because that has nothing to do about intelligence. That has to do about, it's something else. It's fantasies, imagination. It's you know, it's the skin, whatever your senses feel when you shake a hand and talk to somebody.
I agree with you 100%. And there's a place for AI in parts of our industry and so forth, but to see it as the be-all and end-all of how we're going to do business, to me, is totally incorrect. And I think that moving forward, nothing is going to change more than when people do meet face-to-face at events like Auto Promotech and others all over the world to create those bonds and to do that business across the world. It's also clear that Made in Italy represents a legacy to be protected and promoted by you, and it keeps Italy a model of global industrial excellence and something you should be very, very proud of. Thank you.
Oh, we are.
I knew you would. Thank you, Paola, for your interesting insights. And I'm sure that many automotive aftermarket industry identities from Australia and all over the world will be joining you in your beautiful home city of Bologna from May 21 to 24 for Auto Promotech 2025. And if anyone wants to still inquire about exhibiting or attending, visit autopromotech.com. Paola,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Paul, for having me. It was really nice talking to you.
Lovely to speak to you, and it's going to be even better to do that in person in May. I'm really looking forward to it. I love Italy. My father's Italian, and I miss Italy so much, and it's been so long since 2019 was the last time I was there, so really looking forward to coming back and to experience a show in Italy showcasing Italy's finest to the whole world, along with manufacturers from all over the world, but obviously a heavy emphasis on Italy. And as we've discussed today, quality does not take a back seat when it comes to Italian manufacturing, and that's what I'm looking forward to seeing most.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you in person. Ciao.
Thanks for taking the time to join me for this Talk to Motive podcast. I'm Paul Marinelli from Melbourne, Australia, and you can reach me online at marinellipr.com.au or via my Facebook and LinkedIn social media channels.